今天Sunny 你有特别想要学什么吗
Because I think well, the weather has changed for a bit and it reminds me of a
season change.
Yeah.
What's Winter coming? Is coming.
Game of Thrones. I can't sing Game of Thrones. What do you mean by that? Winter is coming. What's coming next?
Coming next. Christmas.
Yeah. So one of the things is Sunny was asking me, what do I say when I want to go to these different Christmas parties, or like what do I say when I meet people, and you know, this is really the season that gets everyone excited and loved. So to begin with, the first place you should visit is actually a bar. That's where you meet lots of foreigners and lots of people, and you might want to know what are some very basic Christmas drinks to order, because I'm going to, well, I invited Sunny out for lunch the other day.
What's that?
And we are thinking of hanging out, you know, on one of these nights. And we can go for a drink.
Oh,
and
really?
Then we're going to get Sunny to order a drink off the drink list.
Yes.
Serious?
Yes, serious. So... one of the most, I guess, you know, Sunny,
I'm not sure if you don't mind telling me. Do you drink?
I drink.
I do. So you're not like, you know, 你是酒量蛮好的吗? Can you hold your drinks well?
No, just 一点点.
Just 一点点. So,
我要怎么跟人说我的酒量不是很好?
I can't hold my drinks
well.
Yeah,
I can't.
但不要说 I easily get drunk 之类的, 就是, I can't hold my drinks well.
I can't hold my drinks well.
That's good. Okay, so we'll start with non-alcoholic beverage. Can you tell me what non-alcoholic beverage is?
Alcoholic
beverage.
酒精的 alcohol 不是酒精.
One more time. What is non-alcoholic beverage? It's not on the paper.
不知道.
If I paraphrase it, this is a beverage with no alcohol in it. If it has no alcohol, it is non-alcoholic.
没有酒精.
Yes. So what are some non-alcoholic drinks you know?
没有酒精的饮料, 无酒精饮料.
Yeah, give me some beverage. Sorry, give me some beverage you know in English.
Beverage.
Beverage are drinks, another word for drinks.
饮料名称吗?
We use beverage when you go to restaurants. But we say drinks in our daily lives. So when you go to a bar or when you go to a restaurant, they will present you with a Beverage. Like average.
Oh, beverage.
Yes. So you can be like, I don't want any average beverage. This is so tacky.
Beverage.
Bring me what is the most, I'm special Sunny. Whatever.
Beverage.
Yeah.
Juice.
What kind of juice do you like?
Orange juice.
Okay.
Or... hot chocolate.
Hot chocolate. So yes, the first drink, Christmas drink you must have, is hot chocolate.
Hot chocolate?
Yes. Yes.
Why?
Why? Because everyone prepares a special hot chocolate beverage during Christmas. Peppermint hot cocoa.
Peppermint.
Do you know what peppermint is?
Peppermint. 薄荷胡椒.
没有胡椒, cocoa. Just peppermint 薄荷.
就是薄荷, 不是 mint 就是薄荷了吗?
对啊, 为什么后来?
对啊, pepper 不是
peppermint 跟 mint 都是薄荷.
Oh.
这两个都是. Yeah, so we just say mint, 薄荷, peppermint 也是薄荷.
Peppermint.
Yeah.
Hot chocolate.
So, hot chocolate, what do you like with hot chocolate?
I like Swiss Miss.
Swiss Miss.
Hot chocolate.
Okay, so when I ask this question, can you listen to this question one more time?
Okay.
What do you like with hot chocolate?
Oh, with.
Yes.
I like marshmallow.
Oh, really? You like to eat marshmallows with hot chocolate?
I like add
marshmallow
with hot chocolate.
Okay, so I like to have...
I like to have...
Hot chocolate.
Hot chocolate.
With marshmallows.
With marshmallow.
可是通常这句问句问你说 What do you like it with? 的问
法。配什么吃是不是？Cookie，
所以你那样讲会想你在买那个 Costco 那个超大拿来烤肉的那种白一个一个这样吃，就觉得哦，好甜哦。
啊，那应该是 cookie 吧
？Cookies and chocolate
or cheese.
Cheese, okay.、Mm. So peppermint hot chocolate is something that you can get. I think it'll go well、
mm.
with cookies.
Yes.
Okay. It will go well with.
It go well with cookie.
It goes well with.
Goes well with cooking.
今天你需要两个不同的表达方式哦。第一个是 What do you like your hot chocolate to go with?
Go with.
或是诶 我先说一个最常见日常生活中会问的、嗯、就是如果说你喜欢怎么样 制作你的饮料就会像 coffee 就很常听到这个表达、嗯、How do you like your coffee?
Oh.
所以这时候如果你在国外的话因为那个 Seven 的店员都一定在台湾就会问你要加奶吗要加糖吗、嗯、可是在国外 How do you like your coffee? 然后你就可以说 You know, no sugar, whatever
嗯嗯嗯
所以这是一个最常见每天生活中会用的、嗯、How do you like
How do you like
your coffee?
Your coffee
它其实不是、like? 这个问题放在不同的语境就会变了对不对
嗯
它会是什么第二层的意思不同的语境如果说
不同的语境变成你喜欢你的这样东西吗
对就是好喝吗
嗯
我们已经点完了然后过了55分钟已经
喝过了
对我就问 How do you like it
嗯
也是然后第二个说法就是 How do you like your hot cocoa 也可以
How do you
你就、
like、
如果假设你知道我今天要帮你做你的 巧克力
对
Yeah Some marshmallow please、
嗯、
Peppermint please
Peppermint.、
I'll have a caramel hot
Caramel
do you know,
Really
Yeah do you like it
A little
Super
scare.
Caramel hot chocolate.
肉桂耶。
Oh, caramel is actually not cinnamon.
Oh, cinnamon 才是肉桂。Caramel.、
Yeah. Okay,
焦糖。
So caramel is like this sexy lady, right?
焦糖。
Stylish.
Yeah, caramel.
Yeah. Cinnamon sounds a bit fat for some reason. I'm not sure why. Cinnamon
听起来有点胖、
right. 然后它的那个肉桂卷是胖胖的
哦、oh, 我知道、
It goes so well with coffee
像雪茄那样子
OK 所以有三个不同的表达第一个如果你要问我
like?
我喜欢跟这个怎么配
How do you like your hot chocolate go with
我们会问 what 这边
what
Yeah What would you like your hot chocolate
What would you like
How 是用在你觉得诶这个你要我怎么制作这一杯饮料、嗯、What 是搭配什么东西、嗯嗯、很好所以我明天就会去你家然后你就会开始这样问我
来吧
然后帮我帮我泡热巧克力
可以哦没问题
好再来
How do you like your hot chocolate?
Good good I like it with some marshmallow please Okay
Okay.
And one last one What was the third phrase that we taught? I like to I like it goes well with 你可以做推荐 It goes really well with cookies My handmade cookies It goes well with
Goes well with
然后你就推荐一个什么东西、Cinnamon bun
Cinnamon
bun Cinnamon roll You don't like cinnamon
Terrible
I know, it's acquired taste、
mm.
Acquired taste Some people love it, some people hate it、
mm.
Yeah,、
yes.
it's a bit like durian Next, another thing you should order When you go to restaurants Now we're going to go 我已经其实对 美酒精饮料已经没兴趣我只要讲这个我下面就要开始说讲
酒精
饮料
OK
When you go to restaurants This is the season to order all of these things
OK
The first one 你有听过热红酒吗
是那个吗 ？Sangria 然后热的吗？
哇哇哇！他刚刚有一点挑眉，
没有，
果真语言是要体会的，有喝过就知道。而且 Sangria 有 Sangria 它是一种酒，但是它不一定是热的，通常都是冰的。但是你可以把它做
成
热
的，
没问题。So what is Sangria？
Sangria 就是。有点像西班牙国民酒吧，就加很多水果的，对吧？
yes.
So sangria is definitely very, yes, it's indicative of the Spanish culture. Mm-hmm. And tell me more. How do you make sangria? What kind of wine can we use?
Red wine.
Red wine. Yeah. We can also use white wine.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, 我不知道耶。
粉红酒也可以。
哦, 真的啊?
对, 因为重点是水果。 所以都可以。
Oh.
那, winter sangria 是很, 我觉得, 真的可以点的, 好喝, 超, 超,
然后又很甜,
refreshing.
很适合女生啊。
Yeah, so you can have mild wine sangria.
Mild wine.
Mild, M-U-L-L.
Mild 是什么意思啊?
Good. In English, there is this phrase called mull over.
Mull over.
To think something deeply.
Mm-hmm.
And to spend a lot of time thinking.
Mm-hmm.
所以你可以想象就是你的脑袋在那边煮什么煮那个你的想法。 所以热红酒它里面一定都会放很多不同的 spice.
对。
So it's also called spice wine.
Spice wine.
Yeah, spice girl, spice wine.
听起来有点辣。
It's very warm and it has cinnamon usually in mild wine. 通常热红酒都会。
真的吗? 都有加吗?
对, 还有一些什么八角之类的吧。 好喝耶。
很奇怪,加八角。
Mild wine.
Mild wine. 听起来好像猫哦。
要有L哦。
Mild wine.
Mild.
Mild.
Mulberry.
Mulberry.
桑葚。
桑葚是这个字啊?
Mulberry.
Mulberry.
Moldova.
Moldova.
Mild wine.
Mild wine.
Yes, so this is red wine along with some spices, and mm-hmm. it is a traditional drink.
Oh.
It is served hot or served warm. Okay.
Okay.
Next, I think you should also know a very, very, very classic drink.
Moscato.
Where does this come from? What is that? Tell me about
Moscato
it. Maybe I have something.
白甜葡萄酒啊.
That's all the time. That's an all-time classic. 它不只限定在Christmas,对不对?
哦,对,对对对对。
So what I'm going to say next is eggnog. Have you heard of eggnog?
Eggnog.
Yes.
我不知道这是什么。
如果你对英伦风情富有感情, 你不能不知道蛋酒, 不是淡淡的酒, 是。 鸡蛋的酒,蛋奶酒
天哪,你刚才好像Spotify的主持人哦
你就是耶 So, eggnog Do you know how to spell? I already told you the key ingredient is egg
Egg, E-G-G, egg
Uh-huh, and nog
N-O-G
Oh, well done Eggnog together 那个写出来的时候要写在一起
尾韵,尾韵
维运什么?它是同一个字啦。它这样很容易背耶。好啦。我觉得它是冬日必备的蛋奶酒。圣诞节的味道就是一定要这一道。它的蛋是生的吗? 我觉得你要Google,你下周回来告诉听众, 因为我觉得我不能什么都告诉你。蛋奶酒耶。 I have to increase your opportunities to read all of these cultural references.
Okay.
So tell me about eggnog next week.
Okay.
In fact, I will invite everybody to kind of leave a message on IG mm-hmm. with us. Tell us what drinks you like for Christmas, right? And tell us what is the best gift exchange list that you have.
List.
Do you know gift exchange?
交换的纸条. 交换清单.
Gift. Present.
Oh, 交换礼物的清单.
I want their recommendation because I think gift exchange is something that we do in Taiwan.
好像很久没有交换礼物的感觉.
Yeah, because you're old.
Yes, so sad.
So I'm going to bring it next week and then we're going to have some conversations about gift exchange.
Okay.
What do you say when you get a gift? For example, Sunny, I have a gift for you. What would you say?
就是如果我听到你这样对我说嘛。
你看他完全不知道要讲什么。对啊,我好惊讶哦。尴尬。对啊。I have a gift for you, Sunny.
Oh, what is this?
Oh, that's good. What is it? One more time.
What is this?
It's something that you've always wanted.
What is this?
继续问。OK, 可以。但是假设如果是一个小东西好了，如果我说 Oh, Sunny, I got you a little something. 我已经说 little something 了，然后你也不能说 What is it?
I'm expect.
I'm excited. How about
this? I'm exciting.
不能说 I'm expect.
为什么？
为什么可以用？
我很期待啊。
因为 expect 它不是我很期待，它是
形容词
expect 是
expect 是名词，
不是 expect 不是
expect 是 expect 期待是动词。
对，所以你不可以把别的领域的这个功能拿来抓在这个场合用。就是这个字你不能这样子。
exciting, 因为
I'm excited,
因为是形容词，
对，
形容现在状态，
对。 I can't wait、Yeah, or I'm going to teach you some phrases. How about this? 我现在直接教你怎么回应好了。
Okay.
然后等一下我就会给你很多假设理都是假的然后你就会一直不断收理收理但是都要用不同的表达OK, some ways you should say to make yourself sound very presentable and very sweet would be Oh, you shouldn't have
You shouldn't have
Yeah, Dennis 教我的
就你不应该这样子
That's so kind of you
让我写一下、哦、You shouldn't have
Yeah, that's so kind of you、
oh.
Yes, okay
好
但是其实你根本就马上手已经伸出来了要等不及要看了
真的有这种人耶好可怕哦
不会可怕啦这是一种很好的表达啊、
oh.
因为你没有就是
为什么要假装矜持？
要看关系，要看关系。
如果很好的话，就不会讲这种话了。
对，没错。但是我还是会。但是我真的是因为不好意思收下别人的礼物，所以我觉得真的，你真的不用人来就好，对不对？ Oh, 人来就好的中文、You shouldn't have、
oh,。
英文也有这样子的表达。
OK。
或是你像你刚刚说的 ，I'm really excited. Thanks so much. 也可以。
嗯嗯。
Thanks so much. Can you try?、
Thanks. I'm so exciting. Thank you so much.我不是连音吗？我刚好连音耶！
你刚刚连音刚刚是消音，再一次。I'm so excited.
I'm so exciting.
No, 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 not ing, never ing, never,
never.
嗯 ，ing 跟 ed 的那个形容词， oh. 它用在不同的地方。Mm. Excited， 我好兴奋，
oh,
好期待，
excited.
都是 ed。
嗯
，ing 都是形容事情。Oh, this is so exciting.你的主词不会是你自己、
oh.
如果你说 I'm so exciting 你是在自我推销我是感觉就是 你在说哦，我是一个非常
兴奋的人
对
什么这样
子所以不能这样讲、
oh, so,
I'm really excited
I'm really excited Thank you very much
Thanks so much
Thanks so much
Yeah OK 那当然我们等一下也会介绍一些比较正式的表达因为有时候是在公司里嘛、然后比如说可能他可能说 Oh, this is a token of appreciation for you
Token、
嗯、
Token 是什么意思
Token It's a little thing
哦、oh, 小东西就叫 token、
A token of our appreciation、
oh,
And then you could say
you
Thank、
token.
you, I'm honored 如果是
哦、oh, 这是我的荣幸
对但是你要记得这个中文你千万不可以说 Thank you, it's my pleasure 哦我会吐死在
It's my pleasure 就已经太低等了
不
是
不是
It's my pleasure
不是低等高等这两个都是正式用法但是你去听听看好你现在问我好了你现在直接说 Christine, I'd like to give you this token of appreciation
Christine, I'd like to give you a token of our appreciation
It's my pleasure. 我在说什么？
这是我的荣幸。
不是，这个会是人家谢谢你做了什么事情的时候，你才会说哦，不客气，不客气，这是我的荣幸。
这是不客气哦。
It's my pleasure. 通常都会是自我介绍的时候嘛。
哎，对。
或是你帮了别人之后的回应。
对对对。
不用客气，这是我的荣幸，或是很荣幸见到你。
Oh,
It's a pleasure to meet you 但是你不会在人家颁给你礼物要谢谢你的时候说哦，我的荣幸对不对那个语境是好像你要颁奖而不是你是拿礼物的那个人
如果你不讲我还真的不知道
所以 I'm honored
这是我的荣幸。
嗯，所以我其实我讲这个不是特别要讲出什么文法的概念，我只是怕你用中文去记的话，就会蹦出一个
会
很恐怖的东西。
可是刚刚讲 my pleasure 的时候，我脑中就浮现小精灵，就穿绿色衣服的那个 my pleasure。
然后我浮现的是一个很有压力的小精灵。My pleasure， 哎、欸，那个 L 要发出来。
Pleasure，
你把自己想成法国的女性，好不好？
法国女性会怎么样
？Pleasure， 嗯 ，OK，
好。
OK， now moving on， we have let's take a look。I would like to teach you some phrases。现在都很简单，我不用就是。请你准备任何礼物、哦、然后我就是请你当那个收礼的人，
请我当收礼的人。
所以我会念一些你可以回应的表达、啊、因为我知道 Sunny 很多人爱慕，所以常常都是不知道要怎么跟人家说谢谢。
我怎么自己都不知道。
所以为了让你未来都不要再尴尬，对不对？收礼的时候不知道说什么，我今天就给你这些好用的句型。
好的
OK、嗯、你可以说什么？你可以说Thank you so much, 对不对
？Thank you so much.
那我不要讲 thank you 呢、嗯？刚刚我们练习过，把 thank you 变成一个
哦、oh, ，thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot.、嗯、yes, okay. That's so kind.
That's so kind.
Yeah, that's so kind of you.
那可以 ，You are so sweet.
可以 ，That's so sweet of you.
That's so sweet to.For you.
对，你可以说 you're so sweet 可以，但是你不适合跟男生这样说，因为他会一秒就爱上你，以为你在、
啊、真的吗？这个
没有啦，也不是啦，
很flirt吗？
没有没有，我只是不想要把意外降到最低。Oh, 但是你说 you are so sweet， 这是你要拉近跟人的关系的时候，
真的吗？
对
对，就真的觉得他很贴心啊？
对啊对啊，所以你、哎、你好贴心跟。你这太贴心了吧？是这会比较有距离吧？
哦，对对
对
对,
对，所以你都可以用，它没有不能用。
嗯、对
对，只是说在、就是、
听起来
对稍微你用 you 的时候，他就知道就是他就是最贴心了
嘛。哦，原来有这样分别哦！
对，当然可以这样用 ，You're so sweet，、嗯、很好啊。嗯，You're so kind 。也可以啊
You're so,、oh,
You're so thoughtful,
so
Sunny 当然是
thoughtful.
你如果要让人家对印象更好再加个名字 You're so thoughtful, Sunny You're so sweet, Sunny
Thoughtful Thoughtful 是什么
不是发福是thought、欸、我真的觉得你一定要一直记得那个沉船的船长、
那个沉船的船长会死掉
你只要碰到 TH 的字
Think
所以很为人着想的也是
Thoughtful
嗯
原来是这个字
嗯
Thoughtful
嗯 Thoughtful
舌头好忙 Thoughtful
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 嗯 You're so thoughtful
You are so thoughtful
That's so sweet of you
That's so sweet of you
还有刚刚你刚刚说那个很做作的那个是什么 You
are so kind
不是啦You shouldn't have、
oh, You shouldn't have
Yeah OK 所以这三个我们都很清楚
嗯
okay, OK 那再来呢就是有一些很好的方式是像我之前教你的那个问问题的技巧就是你前面会有一个小小的引介那一样收礼的时候我们可以后面有一个小小的就是回应比如说我今天送你的东西是你可以马上用的
对
你就其实他中文都做得很自然你中文都会马上都知道、哦、我可以怎么样怎么样你的反应还蛮快的英文你也可以这样说比如说我给了你这个东西假设是明年的月历、卖保险的
I can use right now.
well done. Okay, I'll put it up immediately.
I put it up immediately.
对你用那个 right now 跟 immediately， 人家就会觉得、哦、天哪！然后他离开了，就 immediately 去到别的地方。
好坏、啊，
但是对不起，哎，这大家会以为我超坏的。不是我的意思是说，你用这个立即性很好。对，
懂懂。
So I'll put it up immediately. I'll use it immediately.I'll put it on immediately.
Oh, I put it on immediately.
嗯，然后你刚刚说那个，that's so thoughtful of you. Can you try?
That's so thoughtful for you.
Yeah, 如果今天人家送你的是跟饰品相关的东西，或者是围巾啊，像我就很喜欢送人家围巾，你就可以说 it matches.
It matches.
Yeah, like matching, match.
Oh, match 很适合我。
It matches perfectly with.
It matches perfect with
my dress today.
My dress.
Look at my scarf. It's exactly the same color as your dress today. No joke. So I'm going to give this to you. And you're...
Oh, Christine, it so matches with my dress.
Okay, 不要把我们可以
香味有 Christine 的香味。
我们不要说 it so matches， 直接说 it matches。
Matches 怎么拼啊
？MATCH。
MATCH。
ES。
ES。Oh, matches.
It matches. 为什么用 it 呢？Sorry， 为什么用 matches？ 因为 it 嘛是那个
it。
围巾本身或是那个手链本身或者是任何他可以戴的饰品本身
It matches with my dress
那假设他其实没有送你任何这些个人的物品他只是送你一杯巧克力你也可以这样说
It's so warm
什么你再试一次
It's so warm
So warm、So warm 就是你是说
他很温暖啊因为他给了一杯巧克力
这是中文的翻译耶。
那如果是要用英文表达这句话的意思，应该怎么说
？It's
you are so hot， 不能吧？
It's so， 我还真的没考到。
It's so burn 。
This warms me up， 可能这会温暖我的心。
Oh, it's warm me up，
warms me up。
Warms me up
或是换成 warms my heart 好了
warms my heart
This really warms my heart 这样可以吗
It's really warms my heart 那你刚刚原本是想要教我怎么说
我本来是要教你就是直接因为你的那个柜子里不是很多零食吗
怎么把我妹妹讲出来了
随便拿一包、oh, It goes really well with 然后把你那个放在那边三天的那个没吃完的零食拿出来就你也可以这样说我的意思是 你回应了 thank you 之后你后面可以加一个什么东西、所以你可以说 it goes really well with
Oh, it goes really well with this
Yes 可能你早上 7 的菠萝包没有吃完、Something like that、Alright、And another one is you can respond with a question、How did you know? 特别是那个
礼物是想要的，然后对方说 How did you know?
Yeah. So how did you know I've always wanted?
How did you know I always wanted
this beautiful scarf?
This beautiful scarf.
There you go.
这不错哎。
然后如果人家是送你那个电影票或是什么的 How did you know that I've always wanted to go?To this place and that place, or to this event or that event, you know, different Christmas events.、Oh, 现在是不是有很多市集啊？
好像101那边说什么快闪两三天而已。
OK， 好，那假设类似这样子的地方，你也可以。How did you know that I've always wanted to go? 然后用这种回应。
Okay.
然后最后一个就是一样，也是 Thank you. I really need something.
Oh, thank you. I really need this.
Yeah.So, I really needed this. I really needed... 对，用最简单的方式记好。I really needed this.
Needed this.
Yeah.
为什么两个 D 呀、
Needed. 我真的很需要。
I really...
但这需要是在这一刻之前就已经产生了。
Needed this.
Needed. 对。
Needed this.
Needed this.
Needed this.
或是 needed it.
Oh, thank you. I really needed it.
Needed it.
Needed it. 又要连音了
Yeah.
Needed it.
I really needed it.
I really needed it.
Oh, good.
舌头好忙。
这个 hot chocolate 你就可以这样用。Okay. Okay. 那我们下周就期待大家可以做一些分享，告诉我们有什么你们很推荐的。交换礼物
alcohol 哦，我以为是 alcohol
哎，也可以。
刚刚不是在讲说
yes beverage that you should get or beverage you should know
哦、oh, ，OK
对，然后接着就出现一堆推荐 bar。 不行，我现在不能喝酒。Oh. What a pity. So let's stick to gift exchange list. If you have any good recommendations, and you know, you can leave your comments in English even, and then we can actually learn how to talk about these presents, and then we can get you ready for Christmas exchange. All right, thank you everyone. See you next week.
See you.